Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about the infamous contract dispute between Bobby Orr and the Boston Bruins. In this podcast, I talk about the contract dispute between Bobby Orr and the Boston Bruins. Bobby Orr started his professional hockey career young. The Boston Bruins first took notice of him when he was 12 years old, playing in a Bantam League hockey all-star game, to which the Bruins had sent scouts to check on some older players. Orr played all 60 minutes of that game, minus the 2 minutes he spent in the penalty box, and already displayed an ability to control the puck and game that he would later be notable for in his professional career. At the age of 14, the Boston Bruins signed Bobby Orr to their organization for $2,800 and arranged for him to play in Canada's Junior A Hockey League, which was populated mostly by 19 and 20-year-olds with strong hopes of making the NHL. At 18, the youngest age at which a player was allowed to play in the NHL, Bobby Orr signed a record-breaking 2-year contract with the Boston Bruins, in which Orr ended up making $25,000 a year plus an undisclosed signing bonus estimated to be between $25,000 to $35,000 itself. This was unheard of for a rookie contract at that time, especially for an unproven rookie player at 18 years old. The previous record for a rookie contract was $8,000 a year, and at that time, only 3 players in the entire NHL, which were all tested veterans, were making more than $25,000 a year. Because of this, Boston fans quickly pinned their hopes for a Stanley Cup, a prize which had eluded them for 25 years, on this fresh-faced, buzz-cut young star, and he would not disappoint them. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at hockeywiz777scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/hockeywiz777scouting. By 1970, Bobby Orr was already a 2-time All-Star, a 2-time Norris Trophy winner, a league MVP, and had just won the Conn Smythe Trophy as he had just scored the game-winning goal of the Stanley Cup to help bring the Stanley Cup to Boston. This led to the infamous contract dispute of the 1970-71 season, which is one of the most famous and contentious in the history of professional sports. It started in the early 1970s, specifically in the 1970-71 season, and had a significant impact on the NHL's labor relations and player contracts. At that point in time, Bobby Orr was the most dominant player in the NHL and was represented by Allan Eagleson, who was both his agent and the head of the NHL Players Association. Orr's contract with the Boston Bruins was set to expire after the 1970-71 season, and negotiations for a new contract became protracted and highly publicized. Orr was seeking a substantial increase in his salary, as he believed he was significantly underpaid compared to his contributions and his revenue he had generated for the Bruins and the league. He had also wanted a stake in ownership of the Boston Bruins as part of his contract. He believed that his presence on the team was a major factor in its success, and he wanted a share in the team's financial success. In addition, Orr also requested a substantial signing bonus as part of his new contract, which was relatively uncommon at the time, but has since become standard practice in professional sports. The length of the contract was another point of contention, because Bobby Orr wanted a long-term contract, while the Bruins initially offered a shorter-term deal. The dispute was ultimately resolved when Bobby Orr signed a 5-year contract worth $200,000 per season, along with a $1 million signing bonus. This contract was groundbreaking at the time and set a new standard for player compensation in the NHL. Orr's signing bonus was also significant as it provided him with financial security. Unfortunately, the contract dispute strained Orr's relationship with the Bruins ownership, particularly with owner Harry Sinden. Orr's career was also hampered by knee injuries, and he would only play a couple more seasons before retiring for good in 1978. While the contract dispute was a continuous chapter in Orr's career, it highlighted the changing dynamics of a player-owner negotiation in professional sports and paved the way for future generations of athletes to secure more lucrative contracts. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywhistalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywhist777. After the contract dispute was resolved, Orr would remain the most dominant player in the league, winning two more Hart trophies, six more Norris trophies, all consecutive, and another Stanley Cup in 1972. Ultimately, the contract dispute did nothing to hamper Orr's impact on the game of hockey, as Bobby Orr changed the way the game was played by being an offensive force from the blue line. His ability to join the rush and create scoring opportunities from a defense position was groundbreaking, and Orr's impact on the game of hockey is immeasurable. Many have cited that Bobby Orr is one of the greatest athletes in any sport, and his number 4 jersey has been retired by the Boston Bruins. He was also inducted to the Hockey Hall of Fame in 1979 as a first ballot Hall of Famer. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about the infamous contract dispute between Alexei Yashin and the Ottawa Senators.